makes up a compassionate person? What were some of the things that you were talking about? What constitutes a compassionate person in your mind or in your experience? Yes. Compassion, warmth, empathy, doing something, contributing something. Okay? What else?
Listen. I can. When I was watching a Charlie Brown Christmas, it was very easy for Charlie Brown, who felt depression and saying good grief all the time, that was funny because a lot of people looked on him with compassion to change his grief into joy.
Mm-hmm. So
the whole meaning of Christmas.
So a compassionate person helps change grief to joy.
Yes.
Rachel, you said?
A compassionate person will listens
to you.
Let you cry if you need to.
Can you hear that? Let you cry if you need to. Yes, Angela? Right. Gives freely of their time and particularly in this society, it's sometimes difficult for people to do that. Two back here. Mm-hmm. Aha. Someone was trying to give you advice about that, were they? Okay, one more back here. Exactly. I have my two personal stories. My son, at one point, we were convinced that he was going to be a priest, and he said, I couldn't possibly be a priest. I don't know all the answers. And I said, well, you know, you don't have to know all the answers to be a priest. He said, yes, you do. People expect you to be able to give them the answer. I said, just try it. The other was my daughter who broke up with her boyfriend, and I said, why did you break up? He was trying to solve my problems. I said, well, maybe he was just trying to be helpful. No, she said, I told him, I'm telling you my problems because I'm sharing them with you. I know how to solve them myself. So the sense that compassionate people give without any expectation of receiving, in a sense, but they also are able to receive freely and generously as well. Let's go back here. Someone over here.
separating my ribs. And
ooh.
I was helped by three very compassionate people. A woman walking with her grandson, a young man on a bicycle who stopped to help, and a woman in a car. All of these people were strangers. And they all stopped. And they stood around me so I didn't get hit by another car. And they helped me get up. They got me to my feet. And I said, thank you, and they disappeared.
They saw a need, responded to it, and then exited.
Right.